A thriller up at Elderslie Reserve, 11-19-85, as Newtown and Chilwell got the better of Leopold, 12-11-83, on an emotional day for the Eagles as they said farewell to Len Alford. It was round one and Lenny wasn't there for the first time in the best part of 50 years. There was no Len Alford to strap ankles and Matt McMahon shoulders, and that was a sad day. But the Eagles honoured the memory of Len Alford with wins in all grades across 17s, 19s, reserves and seniors. But it was the one at 2 o'clock that's the one that counts. And Damien McMahon, their coach, has been good enough to join us. Macca, congratulations on the win. How much was Lenny in everybody's thoughts yesterday?
Yeah, he was a massive part of our day, Tom. We had a minute silence before the game started, and credit to Leopold. They come and joined us in that, both the reserves and senior side. And Nolo Dwyer said a few words about Lenny and how we'd be missing him on the day. But, it was certainly sad to have our first game without him being part of it, knowing that he'd been part of every game at the club for the best part of 50 years. It was quite a sad moment seeing someone else strapping Matt McMahon's shoulders before the game.
So 21 points up at quarter time. Did you take some of that emotion into the opening term?
Oh, we got off to a pretty good start. We hit the scoreboard reasonably hard and settled really quickly, which was a credit to our players. Great conditions at Elderslie Reserve yesterday, and we used those conditions well. Slight breeze to the bottom end. We were happy with our first quarter.
Yep. Talk to us, though, about the frantic closing moments of the contest. Your inaccuracy probably working against you a bit. 1-7 in the last quarter.
Yeah, considering the conditions, both teams were pretty inaccurate in front of goal. We certainly didn't make the most of our chances in the last quarter. We got off to a great start. We went out with a 17-point lead at three-quarter time and knew that we needed to kick another couple of goals to put the game beyond doubt. But unfortunately, we were unable to do that. I think we missed three goals within 20 metres in about a four-minute period, which was quite heartbreaking at that time because, it was putting everyone under more pressure than they should have been. But to Leopold's credit, they kept coming like we knew they would. And they really made a game that made us hang on in the end.
Yep. The Leopold we know has been stacked with talent. The Thompsons, Tommy Ruggles, Mitch Patton, none of that quartet was there. Did that make them a little bit harder to get a read on going into the clash?
Oh, look, they probably had a bit of bad luck because they also lost Ollie Tate, also who played from the week before, who's a sensational player. Mm. So, they were definitely undermanned. It might have been a different game if they had all those players out on the park. But, you can only play what's in front of you, and our guys done what they need to do to get the win. We know that we've got a lot of improvement in this, and I'm sure Leopold know that they're going to be a much better team later in the season when they have all those players playing for them again.
Was it excitement or relief at the final siren for Damien McMahon?
Certainly relief for me. It was quite stressful last 5 minutes of the game, but they always are when they come down to the wire like that and a team's challenging hard. So, it was way more stressful, Tom, than it should have been. That was just how it finished up.
Yep. Talk to us about who impressed, just looking at your best players. Luke Maddock, I'm guessing, played a key role down back. But I want to ask you about Cam Wilkinson on debut, playing in the ruck. David Fanning did play, kicked a goal. Are you anticipating that you can get more out of David Fanning this year than you may have expected at, I think, age 36 now, when you can run him in conjunction with Cam Wilkinson?
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. They shared the load really well up against what's probably the premier ruckman in the comp. And, between the two of them, one Cam on debut, playing his first game at senior level, got off, to his senior career in flying fashion, really jumped in well and had a great contribution to the game. And having the luxury of pushing Fano forward, late in the game, kick goal was fantastic for us, and obviously him not having to do 100% of duties is fantastic for us as a footy club, and that's like what every club wants is an older, more mature ruckman accompanied by a young up and comer.
Yep. Matty Bogue played his first game in basically 2 years. Round 1 2019 was the last time we saw him in action before that shoulder injury. We spoke to him during the week about how excited he was, and I suspect he channeled that excitement into a good performance.
Yeah, he did. He got off to a great start. He probably would have been one of the leading possession getters on the ground. One of the number of clearances was hard and tough at the contest, like he's renowned for. And, we're really excited about, getting a full season out of Matt Bogue. And and seeing what he can produce, knowing that we've only seen a glimmer of him in his time at Newtown.
Yep. Just looking through your team list, and obviously your goal kickers, Connor Joseph's kicked 3 goals yesterday, but I don't see Sammy Nichols' name. Has injury kept him out, or has he come through the twos?
No, Sam's a couple of weeks away, so we're looking forward to seeing Sam join us as a key forward in the coming weeks. Yeah, he's training really strong, and on Thursday night he looked like he could have played, so I don't think it'll be far off before we see Sam adding another string to our forward line, which we could thoroughly do with at the moment. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting him back along with a few others. Tyler Spencer, one of our new recruits, small forward, he missed out just on the weekend due to a slight injury, just a bit of a niggle. He's had a fantastic pre-season and been, one of our leading goal kickers in our practice matches. And we're really excited about Jai Lane and Alex and Cutter only being a couple of weeks away also from coming back and joining us, which is pretty exciting for all the Newtown fans.
Yeah, absolutely. What kept Sam out, Damien?
He's doing a bit of a mini pre-season at the moment. He just had a bit of a setback with his knee, and he's just having a training block right now, and he's probably ahead of schedule of where we thought that was going to be. It was going to be 8 weeks, and it's probably reduced back to about 4. So he's probably 3 weeks into that. So he may play next week, or if not, the week after.
Okay. North Shore next week. They were well beaten by South Barwon, but they're new and they're going to take some time. And when you're new and don't have a handle on them, that they can be dangerous in that regard. And I know Newtown's had some issues with North Shore over the journey in recent years.
Yeah, look, they always play well against us. And, they've definitely recruited well. Obviously, new coach and lots of new players. So, yeah, they'll be a lot harder to beat than they have been previously. And, we look forward to taking them on our home deck. We haven't played them at Newtown, I don't think, for quite a while. So we normally seem to be going out there to play them. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting challenge and one we look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. Any injuries out of yesterday, Damien?
No, fortunately, we get through with a clean bill of health, which is nice, as we've had some horrendous periods with injuries over the pre-season. So nice to get through what was a really hard and tough game with no injuries.
Fantastic. Well done on the win. Cracking way to start the season, a 2-point victory over a team that you'd expect that would be challenging for finals along with you guys, and probably an 8-point game in some regards. It's 4 points you've got and 4 that they don't have that might come into calculations later in the year. Well done, and appreciate you having a chat with us on the wash-up.
Good on you, Tom. Thanks. Have a great day.